The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Oh, right.
I mean, next time he masturbates, he'll need you to send him another Judge Judy gift.
That was in the intro.
Apparently, we're masturbating to Judge Judy today, and this is episode 169 of Thinking Outside the Long Box.
She's had enough of our shenanigans. And never that bitch wasn't a real judge.
She was a real judge at some point in her life.
Anymore.
I just love how she's up there. You, I don't trust you.
So I rule guilty. Against you. Yeah.
I'm like, fuck.
You got a face that says I'm guilty.
Yeah.
We're recording.
I don't like the way you talk to your mama.
Hey, everybody, welcome to episode 169 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. This is our second year in review episode where we will be talking about our favorite TV shows, our favorite comic, and our favorite pop culture classic. With us on the line, we finally have that lazy piece of shit, Tim.
From the bathroom.
Yeah, boy. Get it.
Fucking 11:40, you lazy bastard.
Yeah.
This is like my first real day off all peak season. You could blow me.
You sit in the car all day. Shut up.
So do you.
You sell cars all day.
Shut up.
That's why I said I wasn't working hard, bro.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. So what do we start with? Probably our favorite pop culture classic.
I push out a beef.
The favorite comic.
Oh, okay.
Because I did not read a comic book all year. So there you go.
He has had a comic book pool all year.
How about you, Tim? Let's start with you because I know you had it.
My favorite comic was the comic that John recommended everybody at Hall of Justice. That Once in Future Past. That's been a lot of fun to read.
The X-Men one?
No.
That is the one where like King Arthur gets resurrected and starts trying to take over the world again.
Nice.
Was that King Arthur's plan to begin with, to take over the world?
Probably. He's white.
More or less.
White?
He said he's white.
He's white.
Yeah, he's a white European monarch, so probably, yeah, going for world domination.
I mean, it's probably not the popular story about that character, but
the fact that his last name was Hitler is often left out of the histories. King Arthur Adolf Hitler.
Pretty much. But it was a great comic.
Senior.
I'm really looking forward to each new issue.
Nice. It sounds cool. Like, I'm a little bit in Juan's boat where there's just not a ton that I have read this year, so...
I have watched way more than I have read.
Clearly.
So for me, my favorite comic book of the year was like an easy choice because they relaunched Conan the Barbarian on Marvel. And
the one you bitched about the whole fucking time before it came out?
I know, right?
Yeah.
They're going to kill it.
You know, it...
You bitched
it's better
wrong.
Than I was Conan. Expecting.
$10 says Gabe has that variant.
Which one?
The Venomized Conan.
Ooh, I don't know that I do.
It's probably in your poll.
It probably is. I haven't gotten to pick it up in a very long time. So, FYI, the next time you're there, Tim, can you pick up what's left in my pool?
Yeah, mine too.
Am I just everybody's
yes.
comic mule?
Yes,
mine. Yes.
Mine as well.
All right.
But no, I actually really liked it. Particularly the Savage Sword run has been really, really cool. So. I'm a giant Conan fan, as anybody that's listened to this show for any length of time knows. And yeah, I dig it.
Dom said his favorite comic book was Undiscovered Country. Eric Hollis just put in X-Men.
The new X-Men run.
House of X is also my
favorite.
I've
heard it's really, really good.
The House of X leading up to like the new X-verse that's out right now, I think was the best Hickman's run. There for a while is the best comic book this year, in my opinion. Followed closely by Immortal Hulk still very good.
Is that the Asian Hulk with the Mohawk or some shit?
That's
no, that's can't think of a joke for that, but no.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the Hulk that pants still fit when he hulks out. Because his wiener's small. Hulk angry, Hulk queen as small.
Remember when I used to be such a bitch about this being a comic book podcast? Now yeah. we hardly ever get time to read comic books anymore.
No time. None.
It's nuts.
I'd rather watch a movie, honestly, or catch up on a TV show or some shit.
It's not a lack of time. That's a preference.
Yeah. I'd rather read a comic book. I just genuinely don't have time to do it. Like, half the time, I don't even watch the shit we're supposed to watch. Well, I don't.
So, when I have a free hour or two, I would rather watch something to catch up on
than read a book.
Right. That
I remember when I came on the show, I wasn't able to read half the shit you guys were, but I was able to watch everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The format has definitely evolved, so to speak.
Yeah, we're way outside the long box now. Can't even see the long box anymore. Now it's a short box.
That bitch is on fucking Mars.
So I'm guessing...
With Arnold.
I'm guessing pop culture classic would be the next thing we should probably... talk about, because the movie discussion will be the longest one, I'm guessing, or the TV show one.
So, pop culture classic, Dom chose Roadhouse, said it's all about Dalton.
It's true, Dalton's a beast.
His name is dope.
And Eric chose all of them except Blade, which is fucking weird.
Like,
I way better shit on that list than Blade.
Like, I'm surprised it's not all of them except Maniac Cop. Like, Blade seems
me too.
Like, Blade seems like the weird one to not like. I kind of want his input on that at some point. Like, why not Blade?
I feel like when somebody says something like that, no offense to this gentleman.
Eric.
You know Eric.
No offense to Eric here. I just can't take them seriously anymore. It's like when someone's like, I hate the Matrix. I'm like, and I... You're not a real person.
Definitely a Russian bot.
Yeah.
You're definitely a part of the system, aren't you?
Maybe he said that because we talked about Blade with him on the show.
When he was all hammered.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's why.
He was completely hammered.
And high.
Maybe he just doesn't like it because he was like just so fucked up he doesn't remember.
It's traumatizing.
He's all never be able to watch Blade again.
Yeah. Didn't you tell Gabe that it was the best worst episode they ever recorded?
Yes.
I have a lost Colorado Springs Comic Con episode that's going to go to Patreon followers at some point.
Right. Oh, with the guy.
Yeah, with the crazy guy.
The crazy racist guy. Yeah,
yeah. The crazy racist guy who, like, saves children.
Yeah.
But not the British children. Yeah. That's a joke.
Yeah, so that's only going to go to Patreon supporters.
Oh, man, that's awesome. I forgot about that guy.
That guy creeped me out.
Let's just talk about how if we think somebody is too racist... How racist does that person have to be?
No, because that's like, I think we have a, I mean, that's a joke, but we all have like a sense of like joking racism that when somebody is like starkly actually racist,
you're like,
it like just puts a super cloud of uncomfortability in the room. He's like, we're all joking. He's like, yeah, like them N-words. Like, oh.
Gross.
I'm glad you said N-word, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't have to beep it out.
Wasn't he a Holocaust denier, too?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Whoa, he was also that?
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy.
Jim must have been drunk, too.
No, he wasn't was a there. Flat, remember, hollow, he got there really late.
Yeah.
No,
he was a flat, hollow earther who doesn't believe in the Holocaust.
For some lame-ass party.
That's right.
I believe he went to sit in a hot tub with another man and two women. It's called a foursome.
No, I think you guys ended up going to the Springs party, didn't you?
Alicia night,
yeah. Yeah, they went to the party, the after party.
Oh, I thought you guys went and hot tubbed it or something.
No, I think the hot tub happened while he was with us.
Yes. Missed out on the hot tub action.
Okay.
Where is your girlfriend? How come she's not giving her pics?
She's behind me. Sweetie, what was your favorite comic book this year? It's going to be something Dark Crystal related.
Oh, never mind. I uninvite her from the show.
Oh. I hated Dark Crystal. She says you're uninvited to the show.
The Sandman Dreaming is also really up there.
Nobody liked Dark Crystal here, I don't think, except
that Netflix show could have not bored me more. Unless it was named Outlander.
Alicia's pick is Blossom 666.
What?
It's part of those like more adult Archie comics.
Oh, okay. Oh,
well, then I'm fucking in.
I thought you were talking about Blossom, like the old Blossom TV show.
Antichrists.
Oh, I like it. That sounds awesome.
Dark Archie, I'm in for.
Me too.
The Dark Archie universe is pretty rad.
Official universe is called.
I think it's just called the Dark Archie universe.
Yeah.
What is her pick for what are we talking about?
Pop culture classic.
No, what else have we talked about already?
Oh,
TV show and movie and trailer.
Movie and trailer. What did you like? Yeah, we're putting
Top Gun.
She's like, I just want to clean the bedroom.
Top Gun.
No, you're right here. You're on the show. They're all waiting.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yes, your room's dirty.
She really liked the Star Wars movie we just saw.
The new Star Wars?
Skywalker. That would be best movie. And probably best trailer.
All right, we'll give it to her since she's trying to eat.
Since she's trying to do stuff.
Yes.
I don't know about
that. She's like, I hate being on the spot. And she hates it when I make fun of her on the show.
She should not listen to the show. Then.
Oh, she's listened.
Yes.
So what's the next one? What's the next pick?
That was it. Comic book done?
Yeah, no. We're working on our favorite pop culture classics now. Who did it? Oh, we talked about the comments. You had already picked something. Tim had picked Children of Men, but.
Oh, yeah. So go. Yeah. What was your pick for pop culture classic?
Children of Men. I really like the best worst case scenario for that whole movie. And the detail in every scene is just really creepy. And it has all these like surprise action sequences that seemingly come out of nowhere. My favorite being when. Oh, God damn it. What's the guy's name? The main guy.
Ejiofor? Is that his name? No.
Don't
matter.
Orwin?
Clive Owen.
Clive Owen.
Yeah.
In a car, and then out of nowhere, her head gets blown off, and they're like, what the fuck? And then out of nowhere, they're being chased by like 30 people with automatic weapons.
It is crazy. Yeah. It's good. I went back and rewatched it. It's
crazy surreal, like how quickly shit can go bad.
Such a good movie. Like, I don't know. I love that movie. It's not my pick, but I really dig that movie.
That's why I chose it.
I've been chosen.
How about you, Juan? What was your favorite?
My favorite out of this list is Willy Wonka.
Did you read the list in the show?
Chocolate Factory. No, I did not. You want me to?
Probably should.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's a long list. So strap in. These are all the pop culture classics we did this year. 1990 TMNT. 1999's The Matrix, 97 Dark City, 97 Event Horizon, 97 LA Confidential, 75 Jaws, 88 Maniac Cop, 2000 Gladiator, 68 Planet of the Apes, 71 Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, 97 The Fifth Element, 89 Batman, 89 Roadhouse, 84 Revenge of the Nerds, 95 12 Monkeys, 98 Blade, 84 Beverly Hills Cop, 97 Cube, 87 Raising Arizona, 06 Children of Men, 05 Rent, 97 Gattaca, and 79 Mad Max. And then 1999 Life.
Now rank them in order, Tim.
I checked out after Dark City because that movie bored the shit out of me.
As you do me, sir. As you do me.
Your pick was Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
My pick is Willy Wonka.
The
problem is, I like all of those, most of those movies. I'm not going to lie. Dark City was awful. I didn't like L.A. Confidential. I'm on the fence about Jaws.
On the fence about Jaws.
You don't remember
what
that?
What fucking statement is that?
It's the weird one.
Gattaca was. I didn't like
Maniac Cop.
No, I didn't like Maniac Cop. That's Willy Wonka, probably because it's a movie that I consistently watch. I don't know why, but it's a movie that I traditionally watch every year on Thanksgiving. I have no idea why. It just has happened for the last fucking 15 years of my life that I can remember. And so it holds a little bit of a different place in my heart than the others. Even though I like damn near everything on this list. We were talking about the Eddie Murphy movies earlier. There's not a lot on this list where I say, fuck, I don't want to watch this movie. You know what I mean? So it's hard to choose one.
Not a lot of Norbits.
Not a lot of Norbits. But Willy Wonka is probably my favorite out of the year.
What about you, Gabe?
I would have to go, man, I think I'm going to have to go for Planet of the Apes.
That's such a good movie.
I freaking I love Planet of the Apes.
Such like, a good movie.
I love I love the whole old series.
Not that one.
I know, but still.
With the exception of the Tim Burton one, I love the new ones too. Like, and I just that.
I like it. I don't love it.
Just the experience of watching it with my son and him realizing that they're on Earth and like getting to watch somebody experience that for the first time and not know that the twist is happening because the movie is just so fucking old that he has no idea about it was really cool. And I just, man, I love Planet of the Apes. It's just a great series of movies. And this is the start of it. It's the oldest.
Even the weird ones.
Yeah, this is the oldest movie that we watched this year, too, I think. 68? It sure looks like it.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you, Doyle? What is your favorite this
you
year?
You know what's crazy? I'm going to interrupt. Is that when you talk about Planet of the Apes now, there's going to be a segment of people who don't know that those exist.
Yeah, that it's a remake.
Yeah.
A large segment.
Yeah. That's crazy to think about.
Dude, the office I work in the other day, we talked about it a few minutes ago. Somebody said something where I just started quoting Half-Baked, we talked about, and nobody in the office fucking knew what I was talking, like, hasn't seen it. They just, like, had no clue it existed. I was like, fucking year were you born? And he's like, 99. I'm like,
no, I'm so old.
Yeah, old enough to beat you. It's not, I don't know. It's hard because I chose like a third of them.
Which one out of the ones you chose, Doyle?
I mean, it is going to be one of the ones I chose. For like just pure fun movie, I might have to side with Dom. That Roadhouse is just...
Roadhouse is a great movie.
An enjoyable experience.
It was a fun
from
flashback.
From beginning to end.
Like there's no part of that movie that you're just like, this sucks. Like, the whole movie, you're like, this is amazing.
Yeah, it's just...
looking at the Swayze ass cheeks. I don't know.
Amazing.
Yeah. It's framed so well. I mean, it's a perfect one-third shot with him in the window. I mean, like, staring out into the lake. Just thinking about kicking somebody's ass.
You can see the tip just kind of hanging.
Yeah.
He's all, you know what I should do? Rip someone's throat out.
Feels good. Feels like a good idea.
That movie's so fucking ridiculous.
That's what makes it so good, is it's so over the top and stupid.
I'm gonna fix it.
They burned down my friend's store for no reason.
It has to be that, or, I mean, like, it's so close. It's like that, Matrix, and Fifth Element are, like, beyond... The best movie on that list, I agree with Tim. I think Children of Men is probably one of the best movies on that list, period.
I don't have a lot of I like The Matrix, but the two sequels that followed came out when I was younger. And so those are the ones that I'm more kind of attached to. I don't like the third one is the worst of out of all
by
three,
far.
For sure.
Yes.
But I like the second one. The effects are cool. The fight scenes are cool. I think the Matrix gets a lot of love because of what it was when
it
first came out.
It was the first.
Right?
Yeah.
The Matrix 3 had so many failings up to the point where they even forgot they were in the future. Like when the best way to load a mech is to run the bullets out by push cart. I was like, we're not in cool runnings here, sir.
They have no tech anymore, bro.
Cool running.
That's a good pop culture classic.
It is.
We did. Did we do it like this?
They do have lots of tech, though. There's tech everywhere. Except, like, how do we get these bullets out there? Let's make children
push them. Legs, bro. Carts. Legs.
We're going to need a push cart derby.
Fifth Element is a classic. That's a good one.
Kiss
it's
my
hard
egg.
To get past that one.
It is.
I see pride. I see power.
So what
I
did
see
you
a
end up
bad mofo. I picked a lot of things. Roadhouse. I mean,
Roadhouse. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's not the best movie on the list. I do think Children of Men is the best movie on the list, in my personal opinion. But Roadhouse is the most enjoyable movie on the list.
It definitely
from, like,
was.
Children of Men's a great movie, but you feel sad at the end.
Yeah, you don't feel great.
I feel sad through the whole movie.
Roadhouse definitely was one of the most enjoyable pop culture classic experiences. Life was up there too. I love that movie.
Gladiator was great, but the extra stuff that I'd never seen before makes me sad through the whole movie.
Yeah. I have to go back and watch that because, like, again, you guys all watched the director's cut. I didn't even know it existed.
I didn't know it existed either.
We didn't know it existed until we're like, why the fuck is this movie 3.5 hours long?
Literally, I was like, where did you get that ring? Let's watch Gladiator tonight. We have to watch it for the show. It's probably going to be like an hour. Literally, I was like, it's probably be an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. We're in the middle of the movie, and I just pressed the info button, and it's like over 3 hours. Yeah. I was like, what? When did this happen?
I think Mel and I had almost the exact same experience, except for I was like, I feel like we've been watching this for a really long time. And I paused it and it had like an extra hour to go. I was like,
he's been gladiating for so long.
So much gladiation.
Don't die. I'll feed you to the lion.
Oh, man.
Worth more than we are.
A lot of good memories in that list.
Dude, pop culture classics, I think, is one of the better ideas that we've come up with because it gives us a chance to, like, go back and watch some really fun shit and, like, some really just great movies.
And then deep dive the hell out of it, whatever it is we're watching or consuming.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes when it's Juan's pick, he's like, I thought it was funny.
That's the only reason I pick it.
Or he's like, we're going to watch Rent. And we're like, ugh.
Fucking love Rent.
It's all right. In 5 more years, Juan will pick Cats.
No. Nobody's picking.
We ranted about that for a good, like, 10 minutes.
We definitely already talked about how none of us have any interest in Cats.
Oh, thank God.
It's got a giant cast in it, too. There's a lot
Idris Elba is in it as a cat that apparently gives them, like, catnip or something.
Nobody can tell it's him.
You can tell exactly who they are because they have people faces. Oh, it's disturbing as fuck.
Hopefully he's the next James Bond.
Who is?
Idris Elba. I said hopefully. I didn't say he was.
You know, I used to think that, and then I watched Hobbs and Shaw, and I don't think so anymore.
I'm in. And I liked Hobbs and Shaw.
I like Hobbs and Shaw,
yourself.
Too. That
I'm alone. It's still garbage.
I didn't say it was good. I just said I really liked it.
Don't make me get another Samoan out here and dance for no reason.
I was like, it's The Rock and Roman Reigns, and they're going to fight people using
sticks
and twigs, bro.
It's rad.
I loved it.
I love that, like, we're going to shut down their guns. And I was like, why didn't they just run them the fuck over? They're all just standing in a field going, huh. And I was like, you all have 4-wheel drive. You can end this right now.
They were respecting their traditions.
Yeah, that's stupid. Right? When you go to kill somebody, run them down.
You got to shout at them first and do tribal chants.
Yeah. Otherwise, it doesn't count.
It does not count.
They try to run them down. All of a sudden, Vin Diesel comes flying by.
That would have been amazing, by the way. Holy shit, it's Dom!
Or Triple X, we don't know.
Basically the same film franchises.
Those two are very similar.
The muscle car rolls up, and our Dom steps out. Oh shit, it's Dom! Right,
just eating a burrito.
His fritangas.
His fritangas.
What's next?
Next
TV show.
Is TV show, which is probably the one that. So
nobody from online picked one.
No, they did. That was the first two that I did.
Yeah.
Oh, Jason didn't pick one.
Jason hasn't done anything.
Yeah, I've seen. He hasn't commented.
Roadhouse was Dom's, and all of them except Blade was Eric's.
A bunch of people liked the post, but nobody commented.
Yeah. They'd have to spend time away from their busy just scrolling through social media.
Let's see what everyone else is up to first.
Stop typing things.
So the last one is TV show. Yep. And like as our show has kind of, you know, as Tim so eloquently put it, evolved, I feel like television has become a much bigger part of, like, the show. I think we watch a lot more of it and talk a lot more about TV and movies than anything else. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to hear what you
this
guys
is
say.
Trump's thinking outside the long box.
Oh, no, that's wrong.
We've been dumbed down.
Everybody hates that statement.
I know. I'm just kidding.
So first off, Dom's favorite television show, Mandalorian. I don't think anybody's surprised by that.
Nope.
Eric's favorite TV show is The Boys, which was really high on my list. There was a lot of really good comic book TV out there this year. I know Tim's, but I think Tim should tell us Tim's.
My pick was The Mandalorian as well, which is a surprise to me, even me, because I loved Watchmen, but Mandalorian just really came out of nowhere and surprised me with how good it was.
It was so, like, it just hit. Like, everybody knew it was coming. There was some hype behind it. And then all of a sudden, when Disney Plus hit, it fucking blew the roof off of the whole shit. Like, that was all anybody could talk about.
All of that, what Juan just said, was exactly what I was about to say. Like, I was like, oh, another Star Wars property. Cool.
My critique is, I think that's only... My critique is, I think that's only 70% of its audience. And that, no, you're wrong. I love the show. I think it's good. But it is a slow burn. Like, it is not...
It does not progress very quickly.
Yeah.
And like, I like that.
I do too, but I know a lot of people don't. So, like, I feel like a lot of, like, the fanfare is simply fanfare, which makes me afraid for it in the future slightly.
I liked it because the slow burn doesn't take a long time. It's not a movie. Where it's, like, 2 hours and then something happens. It's, like, I think they're, like, 40 minutes or some shit like that, 45 minutes, something like that.
30.
So it actually goes pretty quick.
But I feel like I was reading, this is the best show ever, like, two episodes in, and fucking nothing had happened yet. Like, I was, like...
Because it looks cool, bro.
Baby Yoda. A Baby Yoda.
It's a Baby Yoda, bro. What'd you say, Tim?
I said it held my interest like the old anime series Cowboy Bebop, where it's very, like, thing of the episode, like, but there is an overarching story
of the week
that slowly evolves over the course of the series and then comes to a head in the final episode.
I haven't watched the final one yet.
Neither have I.
Neither have I.
I was just like, hell yeah. Everything about this, like, harkens back to the things I used to love about watching TV series.
See, this show doesn't do to me what, like, my favorite TV shows do, which is, like, I have to watch it the day it comes out. I do like it.
It definitely is.
I don't know. Don't the times that it came out change and the days and shit?
My updates for my phone definitely change.
Yeah, because that's hard for me. So I just started I let it go like 3 weeks, and then I was like, all right, I'll catch up now.
See, and that's typically how I watch TV anyways, so I don't think there are any shows where I'm like, it came out today, I need to watch it tomorrow.
That is very typically how I watch TV, but that's because most TV is not my favorite TV. But like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, every day that came out, I fucking watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
That show's amazing.
The Walking Dead comes out, I watch The Walking Dead. Like, very rarely do I fall behind in that show. Same thing with Watchmen. I watched like every episode the day it aired, pretty much. But yeah, Mando's still good.
How about you? What was yours, Juan?
Mine was probably still The Mandalorian as well. It's the same thing, you know. I didn't even see the hype when it came out until it came out. I didn't see it beforehand. You know, I think we talked about maybe the trailer like a long time ago.
Yeah.
And then really nothing up to that point. I will tell you that I think this did not come out in 2019, but I watched it in 2019, and The Exorcist from Fox was fucking awesome.
It is a very good show.
I binged like 6 or 7 or 8 episodes of it, and it's so fucking good. I definitely recommend you going back and watching that show if you have not watched
it.
It's
I'll have to check it out.
Recommend. And again, I don't think the fanfare happened from anybody that we know. Because everybody that we know is like a Star Wars fan.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, all of a sudden, everyone was a Star Wars fan. I'm just like...
You're like, weren't you that dude that called me a nerd in high school? Like,
I feel like that's where it got a little bit off.
I think some of it, honestly, is misplaced hopeful love for Skywalker, even though it got a ton of love still from people who actually watched it.
Right.
But I think some of those people were aiming their love at, like, fuck, this is better than what we're seeing on the big screen.
Right.
And I think some of that has to do with that. The bigger audience is kind of coming towards Disney Plus to watch The Mandalorian.
I do think that was a big part of what got so many, like, just random everyday people hyped about it, is a lot of people subscribed to Disney Plus for totally different stuff. And then they plastered Mandalorian all over the face of it. And they're like, all right, let's check this out. Holy shit, this is really cool. Like, There's definitely people that their first exposure to Star Wars is going to be Mandalorian, and then they're going to go back and watch Phantom Menace and be like, wait, what the fuck?
Right.
Phantom Menace so bad.
This is very, very Western-y. Like, it's in the music. It's in how he walks and
how
shit.
How it's shot.
It looks super Western.
She's like turning into Serenity.
It's funny because it is.
I'm turning into Firefly real slowly.
It's very much so Firefly. It's very much so Lone Wolf and Cub. It's very much like, you know, there's so many different things that it draws on. Like the Japanese movies that turned into Westerns, like Yojimbo versus like Fistful of Dollars and Seven Samurai versus Magnificent Seven. It has that like Japanese to Western feel to it. Like it's a really, really well made, super entertaining show. I can't wait to, I haven't watched, I think like the last two episodes, and I was trying to watch them last night, but instead we watched the last episode of Watchmen. So
the last two episodes have a very, Seven Samurai, What's that other Western adaptation?
Magnificent Seven.
Yeah, it has a very that kind of feel. Like they're holding out against overwhelming odds. I don't want to spoil it, but
yeah,
it's so good.
Shut your mouth. Shut your whore mouth, Tim.
John Favreau does it again.
Favreau.
However you pronounce it.
Yeah, right now. Is literally having a meltdown.
Is there a Death Star in this movie? I need
Who's
to
having
know.
A meltdown?
Please edit that out.
Who?
Sorry, I haven't thought about him as his alter ego for such a long time.
I know. Fucking John Still. That's who we're talking
That's
about.
That's what I said, John yeah. Still. Yeah. Why'd you beep yeah. it out before?
Where's that motherfucker? He's supposed to be on today, wasn't he?
He said he couldn't. He's gonna send us a pre-recorded message from the outhouse.
You better.
From the outhouse.
I assume that's where he records.
Is that the name of the strip club he works at?
Oh.
Oh, that's funny.
Things about to get shitty.
What was your pick? You didn't give us your pick.
Yeah, we haven't gotten that far yet.
It's so random. I think it's a tie between Brooklyn Nine-Nine and The Walking Dead.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine almost got canceled, didn't it?
I think it might be canceled right now.
No, but they brought it back, I think.
Yeah. It got canceled on one network and got brought back by another network.
And maybe canceled again because it's been a long time since new episodes came out.
Yeah.
I like Terry Crews. I haven't watched that show.
That show is funny.
It's funny.
Fuck.
I love that show. Every episode of it's so good.
Started rewatching that with Maya.
I've rewatched it like twice. Funny. It's good.
That show makes me consistently laugh. Yeah. Like you would probably really like it. Terry Crews is amazing. Is Andy Samberg is amazing.
Terry Crews needs more of his own shit.
What is the actor that plays the captain?
I don't know the actor's name, but he does an amazing job.
This is my boat now.
Yeah.
He's so funny because he's so serious, like all the time.
He gives a new definition of deadpan.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
His dog's name is Cheddar, and that's also funny
and
to me.
Gay.
Yeah, he's a gay black police captain. He's a gay black police captain. But it's, you know how when we complain about, you know, oh, he's just gay for the sake of being gay or whatever.
This character is not
This makes sense. Like, it totally makes sense. And it builds so much of his storyline and makes him, like, so much more of a character that you want to be engaged with. And it's really funny.
You know, a pop culture classic just came to my mind while you were talking?
What's that?
Police Academy.
Oh, these movies are so bad.
It's so funny.
I'd rather the guy who makes all the noises.
Yes.
How many of us fucking tried to make those noises? Like,
I still do.
Immediately after watching.
I'm just not very good. Been trying to perfect my dolphin for years.
Mel's got a really good dolphin, but I think she's asleep.
Whoa.
You said You said Walking Dead was another one?
Yeah, Walking Dead. It remains good, man. Every even the weeks that fail, I know like the next week's going to hit extra hard. Like I feel like that's one of just the best written shows on television. Even though Watchmen was really great, Watchmen I almost categorize as a different thing. almost. The production value is so fucking huge. It's on HBO. But I love Swamp Thing, too. They got no love.
No love. They canceled that bitch before I think it ever came out.
Before it is out, yeah.
Before the second episode came out.
They announced that it would only be one season when the second
but
episode
if was you go watch season. It, it's a great show. Like, it got canceled for other reasons, but...
Yeah.
Really stupid.
Good. And it looks amazing. Swamp Thing looks amazing in it, which is hard to do.
Well, my choice is in that other category, I guess, because my choice is Watchmen. I just finished watching it last night. Genuinely,
I can't disagree with it.
One of the best fucking TV shows I've ever seen. Like, just period. Not just this year, but like this. If they don't make a second season of this, this is going to be another one of those shows like Firefly where people missed it when it was first coming out and then they rewatch it like later down the line and they're like, holy shit, how have I never seen this? Like, that was genuinely one of the coolest things I've ever
The
watched.
Watchmen, even though it's totally a TV show, feels more like a
long movie,
like a mini series to me. Like, yeah, because it's so put together, like, it's so polished.
Oh, just the writing, the way it twists and turns, like,
yeah. Westworld, too. HBO just makes good shit.
HBO does make really good TV shows, so
Westworld's still good. Well, it's a slow burn, too, though. Mm-hmm. It's not
waiting for season three to come out. I'd buy those.
It's good, man. Like, Watchmen is hard for me to think of anything else that even comes close to
it. The problem is with the second season of Watchmen, I don't think Lindelof is going to come back. That he's the reason why. I mean, I'm 100% sure if Damon Lindelof was like, hey, we want to make a second season of Watchmen, I guarantee you HBO would say yes. But he's the one who has said, if they make it, you know, maybe I'll step back and let somebody else take the reins and things like that. He just doesn't – it doesn't seem like he wants to make another six season.
And it ends –
again, imprison these people.
The end is perfect. Like, the end leaves it open for another one, but – wraps it up in like such a way that it doesn't have to, and I like it. I like it that way. Some people probably found it kind of unsatisfying, but I thought it was fucking awesome.
The only part of this movie I found unsatisfying is the explanation of why Manhattan had to die.
Yeah.
I feel like they tried to just kind of fork it in there last minute to me, which felt bad. But
I didn't think so. I think I felt like it made a lot of sense. But
that why he had to die? I don't think they explained it at all. Like, he could just not be there.
Well,
I think there are more reasons to Manhattan dying than what we know.
I absolutely, I think so too. I think that's why they failed, in my opinion.
I think if they move on to a second season, I think the writers are like, fuck, how do we write a compelling story where one character can't just snap his fingers and fix everything at once? It's kind of hard to write a television show around that.
Oh, I don't disagree, but when you get your wheelbarrow full of money and start a writing, I expect you to deliver.
It was always about those wheelbarrows.
But what was I going to say? I don't think he is dead. I think it's going to reopen season two. She walks on water, and then he puts himself back together, and she falls in the water. It's a funny moment. And then we move on.
Just like,
oh,
splash.
Splorch.
Yeah. Splash.
Oh, man.
Turns out she's pregnant with Rorschach. Oh. The return of Rorschach.
That would be weird.
Rorschach the return.
Rorschach 2.
Yes. Maniac Rorschach.
Baby without a face, just a weird Rorschach face.
How does his mask do that?
I definitely want to see more of the Russian cop and Looking Glass, though. Like, those two characters were like...
They should get a spinoff super, buddy cop.
Yeah, a super underutilized thing. Like,
that would be amazing.
Oh, man.
Well,
that sounds like our year wrapped up.
That's it. No, nobody likes Letterkenny.
Everybody likes Letterkenny.
Letterkenny gets an honorable mention from Gabe, I feel.
Probably.
There are better things, but Letterkenny, it's like your safe place. It's always there, it's always funny, and it's always good.
It always gives me the laughs.
Correct. Texas size 10-4, good buddy.
Fucking pheasant. Oh, man. So...
You'll still hear our listener interaction episode. When is this going to come out?
So I was thinking, what's one thing that you're really looking forward to next year?
one thing?
Yeah, just like what's a thing that's coming up? Doesn't matter. Movie, TV show. Yeah, personal life event. Like what's something you're looking forward to next year?
I hope this is the year we interview Kevin Smith.
That'd be really cool.
That's my hope.
Very possible.
So when I started Toyota, they made me write goals, which is fine. I don't care. But they wanted a personal goal too, which was I thought was kind of cool. They give a fuck about what we did in our personal lives, and that was my goal for the year.
Or they're tricking you into thinking they give a shit about what you do.
Maybe they do. They
just don't even read that page and throw it away.
They seem to care from the small amount of time I've been there.
Just making sure you're not writing down like murdering someone.
Yeah, murder dealership.
But that's my goal. I'm trying to make it happen this year.
That'd be awesome.
What's your goal for the year? Where I believe someone took my stapler. I was told I could keep it. As long as I kept it at a reasonable volume.
How about you, Tim? What's something you're looking forward to?
Mostly video games. There's a lot of badass video games coming out next year that I'm really excited about.
Diablo 17.
Diablo 4 is probably not next year.
Like 5 years, but definitely the next
Path of Exile 2.
The next Doom?
Yeah, there's a new Doom coming out next year, and they did like a remaster of Warcraft 3, which was a huge game for me as a kid. So they're doing like an HD remake of it, and that's supposed to come out sometime like middle January. So nice. I'm pretty excited for that too.
And like I said, Path of Exile 2, since Tim's not going to talk about it, looks super good.
Yeah, it does look good.
That fucking Benadryl I took before I came over here is like beating my ass. I'm not even tired. I just can't keep up my eyes. Like fall asleep. I don't know. There's like a lot of new shit coming out. I'm looking forward to where they go with the Star Wars universe, if they're going to continue it.
I heard that it's going to, if they do it, it's going to rely more on your side or new characters.
See, I want them to do like more with Han Solo's, even though I didn't originally love the idea of Solo.
I really liked Solo.
I loved Solo, but I didn't originally love the idea of it.
Oh, okay.
At first I was like, leave him be. He's soloed enough. But I want to see like where that character goes now since they like, you know, put Darth Maul in it and all kinds of crazy shit. I'm like, oh, what happens here? But
I can get down with that.
Yeah.
Or the original, like the two guys that finished up Game of Thrones, they were supposed to be working on like a Knights of the Old Republic trilogy for Star Wars.
I think they left.
Yeah, I think they got fired, actually. I think Disney saw how horrible a deal job they did in Game of Thrones and gave them the boot.
Are there any other Star Wars anything coming out next year? Just Mando.
I think just Mandalorian's really the only thing in there.
The Clone Wars, isn't it? Oh, yeah, it might Rebels. Be the Rebels. Yeah, you're right.
Is next year wrapping up the Griswold shit? Well, that's not what I meant to say. The new Harry Potter.
Another stuff. Vacation? Harry Potter? Oh, Grindelwald.
Grindelwald.
Is what you were trying to say. I don't know. I don't think they've started that yet.
The Griswolds in that universe. Just get tasered instantly.
What are those called? There you go. Let's see.
Oh, no.
Let's see what Google says.
Doyle doesn't even know what he's saying anymore. Like, no, he's literally falling asleep.
I am tired.
Poor Doyle.
Fantastic Beasts 3 has a release date of November 12th, 2021.
Fuck.
So, 2 years.
So long.
No, so yeah. I don't know. I mean, like I said, Coming to America, I don't know if that's coming next year, but it's done being filmed.
This just said 2020 for it.
So, I'm sure there's a...
Why do you think they're taking so long to come
out? Oh, is Deadshot 2020?
So that they don't fuck it up?
I mean, I guess it kind of has to be.
Dumbledore to finally age up and look old.
Well, yeah.
Gabe, what about you?
So,
old Dumbledore was pretty old. What about you,
Gabe? I'm definitely looking forward to...
Oh, they're redoing Doolittle with Downey Jr.
Yes. That actually looked kind of cute.
I'm definitely looking forward to the Black Widow movie. That's supposed to come out in 2020. I know a lot of people aren't super excited about it, but I'm interested to see what they do, because this is going to be like the first step in the next, like, you know, the next arc of the Marvel universe.
I'm way more interested in the shows, you know? Black Widow's just a character that just doesn't appeal to me really all that much.
So that's what I said a lot about Ant-Man, and they ended up being like really surprisingly good. And I'm hoping that this does the same kind of thing.
The trailer looked good, though.
Because there aren't a whole hell of a lot of Marvel movies that aren't good or that are, like, really, really bad.
Right.
So I'm hoping that this ends up being, like, a really good
I got thing. All of them for Christmas.
Nice.
Yeah. All of them?
Yeah.
That's it's crazy.
Like what pack is it? Like a 30-pack of DVDs or something like that, Alicia?
Balls, that's a lot of DVDs.
Yeah, everything from the first, like, Hulk and all that shit all the way through.
Wow.
I mean, I have all that stuff, but I bought it slowly as they came out.
I think the other thing that I'm really looking forward to is seeing just kind of what new, like, television is going to be coming out, because I haven't seen a lot of stuff about, like, new shows yet.
Right.
And there always ends up being some cool things. Like, I know that the Lord of the Rings show is, I think, supposed to start coming out in 2020. And I'm excited to see, like, what they do for the Marvel shows, what they do for the Disney, like, the Disney Plus shows. Like, that Jeff Goldblum show has been amazing. Like, there's a lot of, like, really cool stuff on Disney Plus.
There's I don't know if they're leaked, air quotes, but there's behind the, like, the scenes photos of the Falcon and Winter Soldier show, like, leaking on the internet already, and that looks, you know, decent. What I'm seeing looks good. Don't know what's happening in any of the pictures, but, you know, it's got my attention.
So this says, which is completely wrong, the release date for the Lord of the Rings TV series is November of 2019.
Oh, nailed it. When did that article come out? In like 2015?
Coming soon. Is Avatar finally getting that second movie?
I don't know if it's in 2020, but it is.
2020. I know they're making it. I could give a fuck less about that Ferngully reboot.
Is there a teaser for that out already, or am I imagining things?
I think you're imagining.
No, it's just like a fan-made trailer.
Oh, okay. That's what I saw. Though.
Just like the new Harry Potter movie that's not Grisenwald.
So this says 2021, this other article for Lord of the Rings. I'm always excited for Comic-Cons.
Yeah.
Excited to see what San Diego brings again.
Yep.
We'll see if we do the last one. Who knows what the fuck we're doing at that point.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. So, but we'll see how being on 4th of July impacts Denver Pop Culture Con, but I'm still excited. That doesn't deter me.
Yeah. So it's going to be weird, but it'll be fun.
Our calendar comes out.
Our calendar is already out.
Yeah.
But I mean,
you can buy it now.
It will be like officially keeping days.
It'll be 2020. It will be, yeah.
You can use it. It's like getting pumped for a peg of toilet paper you can't use yet.
I don't know that that's a thing that's ever happened to me.
No, me neither.
On that note, we should wrap this up before Doyle passes out.
We got one more depth fucking thing, don't we?
I'm
going
to get up and wake up.
What?
We still have to do the listener interaction.
I'm excited about it.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
So, yeah, with Doyle falling asleep.
It's a special kind of thing.
Picks that emailed or commented.
Only a few people did.
Yeah.
Oh. Our listeners didn't interact very well.
Maybe we'll talk with them more here in a little bit.
Do we have a mailing list?
Kind of. It's small.
Texting list?
No.
Sexting list?
This has been episode 169. A lot of people's phone numbers for a sexting list. No. This has been episode 169 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. Please find us on the
episode 200.
Very soon.
Next year.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, that's not next.
That's not how
I may be sleepy, but it does not go 169.
Next 200. Year, asshole.
But yes, be sure to find us on the web at totlb.com, where you can purchase our boudoir calendar for 2020. And you can also find all of our social media places so that you can tell us what your picks of 2019 were. And we would love to see those. Until next time, which will be our fan interaction show, I've been Gabe.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
And this has been an episode. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Tim, you weren't sitting there. This has been an episode of Thinking Outside the Long Box.
Are your legs falling asleep yet?
Bye.
I'm a ghost.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.